All right. Oh, it's so good to see everybody here tonight. And we had a good time this afternoon, and let's do it again. Let's do it again. And now I'd like to have Julia Vinograd, Poet Laureate.
Did you do that on purpose to call her Laureate?
Huh?
Laureate, Poet Laureate.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I just thought that was weird too.
Okay. Some of these will have music, some won't. Reading from my new book. Death singing to young men. Come, lovers, leave your flesh flower girls weeping on mattress dents you made, moaning through their sweaty curls. I'll hold you closer as you fade. Black blood dancing on a blaze, and you will stay where you are laid. Come, lovers, to my singing worms. Burn in my bed as a city burns, naked of clothes, naked of names. In my arms there is no blame. I'll hold you closer as you fade. Black blood dancing on a blade. And you will stay where you are laid. Come, lovers, to my endless dance. You won't leave me here alone. Clutch your girl, but feel my glance. Then let me turn you into stone. I'll hold you closer as you fade. Black blood dancing on a blade. And you will stay where you are laid. Star Wars. The new Star Wars movie just opened, and I squeaked onto Section 8 housing, but I think the government would rather use my rent money to buy lightsabers for every soldier in Iraq. There's no stars in the wars here, often no light. Darth Vader sends out pink slips when factories close. Boys who see Star Wars come out wanting to save the world, but walk past appeals for AIDS and a drunken veteran in a wheelchair spare changing. His pants legs hang empty. I can't help him either, but I can make him a star. In a galaxy far, far too near, he was going to be married. She had red hair, freckles, no particular gift for silence, and she couldn't keep her hands off him. His phantom limbs itch with the weight of her body. There's not enough drink in the world to make him forget. Sure, he stole his kid brother's train set once and left it in their backyard beech tree. The kid worshipped him. Really, it was sort of boring. There'd been a job waiting, but not for a man in a wheelchair. Can we put his face on a coffee mug or a T-shirt? Once upon a time in a galaxy far, far too near, look what happens. Where are the stars of peace? And I read this one in the afternoon, but you'll just have to sit through it again. Jerusalem washes her hair. I saw Jerusalem washing her hair, and all the tears wept for her. She stood under a roaring Niagara of grief, rubbing long fingers through her dark, wet prayers, leaning her head back. All faiths steamed over her shining skin. Tears pounded down her bare shoulders. Jerusalem took off a dress of broken promises to wash her hair. All those betrayals unfolding from all that beauty, which is also a betrayal. We look at Jerusalem, want her. We bring her funeral roses, and the weeping never stops. Wailing voices kiss her stone lips and the stones in her wailing wall. Mothers rock dead children in a blanket of blood, singing lullabies and little baby names they've used for comfort. If those names were on the death certificates, would there be as many death certificates? Probably. Suicide teenagers trying to marry Jerusalem, exploding, their body parts thrown like bridal bouquets. I've seen their pictures. They're all smiling. Surely youth can do anything. Old scholars who turn their lives into nets of Talmudic tales, they usually keep their tears in wine bottles, but Jerusalem washes her hair, and they can't bear being old. In ancient churches, stained glass saints weep glass tears shattering under Jerusalem's bare feet. A farmer whose olive trees walk past the border. The olives are ripe and ready for his hands, but there are sentries. He doesn't understand. He gulps past a tear. Even the guns weep and skeletons under the earth who should have forgotten her. Jerusalem washes her hair and rubs it in a tangle of crumpled flags. Whatever comes to hand, then Jerusalem spreads it out on her hills to dry. More lovely than her wildflowers, darker than any chance of peace. And now for something completely different. This is the closest I've got to an organic poem. It's called Adventure in a Nightclub. Well, I may get excommunicated afterwards. You could get excommunicated from the Ecology Center. In a packed, roaring nightclub where the bands never stopped, there was a small, dark octopus hiding in the ladies' toilet and reaching up one curly, puckered tentacle to grope the girls' bright, bare butts when they sat down. The girls jumped up and screamed, but by the time anyone came, it was a very loud nightclub. The octopus had sunk out of sight. The girls didn't know what had happened, but couldn't stop babbling. They sounded crazy. Most of them got 86 for being obviously stoned and causing trouble. It could have gone on forever, but once when a gaggle of girls were doing coke in the bathroom, there was a raid, and all the drugs got flushed down the toilet, and the octopus swallowed them. Then he didn't know what happened. His timing was ruined. After the next girl, he forgot to sink out of sight, just stayed with half his tentacles waving helplessly over the toilet while the bouncer's jaw dropped. The manager called animal control, but before they took the octopus away to some environmentally correct place with no more naked bottoms, the manager took the octopus's picture and hung it over the toilet. He liked to think of girls who wouldn't give him a second look, trembling each time they sat down. Yeah, and I think I'll end with one that you heard without music this afternoon, Blues for America. I'm going to try it with music. Sing blues for America, for big trucks chasing the white lines all night in every state on the mainland, hauling heavy wooden boxes nailed shut over our eyes. America must not see. America, don't look. Sing boogie-woogie, bug-eyed monster, uneasy to assemble, blues for America. Will school children memorize the Bill of Wrongs? Play spoons for nameless junkies cooking spoons over a candle. And America's greasy spoons where name-tag peroxide waitresses call everyone ducky. Will government ghosts come to collect our names while chattering waitresses collect our place? Sing blues for America. High-stepping highways, fender-kissing, jelly-belly, traffic jam. Blues for America. Fast cars, slow roads, leaning on horns. A saxophone plays without pity. As pot roast and potatoes drift out of reach, sing America, drifting out of reach. Sing rusty fire escapes stretched with laundry lines. Like fiddle strings walked on by mangy alley cats. And spangled circus acrobats. Listen to laundry late at night. Boxer shorts and bathrobes sing blues for America leaving us. America, don't go. Drive-in horror movie background music. Wales blues for America. With couples pretending terror in each other's arms. Knocking over half-empty popcorn boxes and getting their knees tangled in the gear shift. The 20-foot screen's full of blood and slime, but time stops when they kiss. It's a small town, there are shotgun weddings. But he's not to take his shotgun to war. Oh no, America. Oh no. Sing honky-tonk tacky blues for America. Souvenir postcards of the Grand Canyon. With a Holiday Inn address on the back. Give me some more of that old-time piano. And answer me this. If we drop bombs just as deep all over the world, is the Grand Canyon still a wonder? Will tourists still come with cameras? Will we hear the center of the earth sing to the sky? Or will we only sing blues for America? Sing blues for a man standing in lines all day and not getting work. Coming home angry and throwing a plate at the wall because the food was overcooked. Next week he'll hit her because he doesn't have work. And she's not looking at him. But she might. And he holds her all night to hide from her eyes. America, he thinks it's all his fault. Sing blues for America. The land he loves. The land we love. America, come back. Thanks.
All right, that's great. Julia Vinograd and Eric Padgett on trumpet. Thank you.